Hey, it's Mastin. Welcome to the Mastin Kid Podcast. If you want to take your first step on your trauma-informed journey, come to claimyourpowerbook.com and get my book, Claim Your Power. There are a bunch of awesome free bonuses with that, including a 40-day coaching journey with me that will get you started on your trauma-informed path. Claimyourpowerbook.com. Enjoy. It's awesome. I put my heart and soul into it. And if you want to really start your journey to do your trauma work, claimyourpowerbook.com is the place to go to get my book, Claim Your Power, and to get a bunch of free bonuses, including free coaching with me for 40 days. Please enjoy today's episode. Hello, and welcome to the Mastin Kip Podcast. I'm your host, Mastin Kip, and I am the creator of Functional Life Coaching, where we discover the root cause emotional blocks that are holding you back from success. And I'm also the creator of Trauma Hacking, helping you turning your nervous system into your ally, and the best-selling author of the book Claim Your Power, and also a trauma survivor advocate. And this podcast is from my heart to yours. I'm going to share with you all kinds of different things, different coaching experiences that I've had with people, different parts of my life, maybe an excerpt from a seminar, different interviews with friends and thought leaders, all about how to get unstuck, how to hack your nervous system, how to turn your nervous system into your ally and really get the edge so that you can really live your dreams, live your purpose, and most importantly, pay it forward. So I hope you enjoy today's episode. One favor I have for you is this. If you love this podcast, remember to subscribe to it. And if you feel called, please feel free to leave a review, because reviews really matter, helps us spread the word, and helps other people really discover this podcast. So if this was valuable to you, please feel free to leave a review and subscribe to the podcast. And if there's anything in this episode or any episode that really strikes you as an aha moment, shoot us an email to hello@mastinkip.com. Tell us which episode it was and about what time the breakthrough was in the episode, so that we can really know, because I'd love to hear from you what your aha moments are. I love hearing that, and my team loves hearing that too. So without any further ado, please enjoy this episode of the Mastin Kip Podcast.
I feel like most people I meet are well-researched in areas of their life where they're stuck, but they're not doing it. Like, you know how to research it, look it up, right? There's some level of awareness that, like, okay, I got to do the trauma work, or I got to do something, I got to figure this out, I got to do all these types of things, research, books, all that type of stuff, but still not getting the results. In fact, in general, who here feels like to get to the next level of your life, on some level, you know what you need to do, but you're not doing it? Let me see by show of hands. Okay? How frustrating is that? How frustrating is that? Okay, it's so frustrating. It's like, right? I know. I see you, Kathy, right? Here's the thing. We have so much information available to us today, like, that was never available before, okay? And yet, we're so stuck. We're so stuck, right? And you know what's interesting? I feel like it's worse to know the information and not be embodying it than to be ignorant. Sometimes I wish I could just go back into the matrix, take the blue pill and be like, this steak tastes so good, right? Not really. But when you wake up and you start to do your work and you start to learn, because everyone here, if you're here, you like to learn, okay? You know, but you're not doing, all of a sudden that really messes with your confidence, doesn't it? It's like, I know it, but I'm not doing it. I know it, but I'm not doing it. And my confidence goes down, and other people are doing it and I'm not doing it. And oh my God, I even did my trauma work. It's not working. Like, all these things, right? Who here feels like with all this information, your confidence has taken a nosedive? Let me see by show of hands. Anyone feel that way? It's okay to admit that. And maybe you're not confident enough to even put your hand up. That's okay, right? But that's the problem with information only, is that we don't embody it. And we need to go to the next level of embodiment, okay? And to show you an example of this, I want to show you this image on this slide here. So guys, if we could bring this slide up, that'd be great. Okay, and this is some neuroanatomy for you, okay? So we have what's called the cortical part of the brain, which is that neocortex, prefrontal cortex, and we have our subcortical parts of the brain, which is our limbic system and cerebellum, okay? The cortical parts of the brain up here are executive function, creativity, problem solving, etc., okay? And like really seeing things. And by the way, the prefrontal cortex is very helpful in healing trauma. Who here has ever had an experience where you could see your trauma but not be in it? Like, you could observe it and you weren't in it. Who's ever had something that happened before? Okay, that's a prefrontal cortex experience where you're not in it, you're with it. That's a very good thing, okay? However, If you can see what you need to do, if you know what you need to do and your body is like, nope, okay, we don't want that, okay? So if you can see something that's traumatic and know that that's not you, that's really healing. But if you can see what to do, but you're not doing it, that's not so healing. Who follows? Does this make sense? Okay, and what happens is the subcortical parts of the brain, the limbic system, which is the emotional center, if you will, certainly the survival center of the brain. You could argue that the prefrontal cortex has an emotional center too, because it has so many opioid receptors in it. So the joyful feelings are more a prefrontal cortex experience, and the limbic system is more of a survival response, okay? The limbic system is where the amygdala, the fight or flight systems are, sympathetic activation, right? All those types of things, cortisol, adrenaline, all that gets triggered from limbic system responses down to the body. Because of body cues, okay? Now here's the deal, okay? If you know what to do, but you're not doing it, that's because you have a cognitive cortical understanding of something, but doing it means we need it embodied in the body. It needs to be more than understanding, it has to be felt. Who follows? Does this make sense? Okay? So the question is, one more slide on this, what is the common thread then between you and all the results you just shared and all the numbers? What's the common thread? Is it your star sign? Is it Mercury retrograde? Is it the new moon? That's right. It's your nervous system. Okay. So, okay. We want to be more flexible in our nervous systems, more nervous system flexibility. We'll talk about that in a minute and we'll experience it. Okay. We want to understand, okay, what is the root cause that's holding you back? Okay. From the next level. Okay. What is your purpose? Purpose is really about future. How do we move into the future? And then how do I get support with all this? Okay. So what we want to do over the next 3 days is to start to help you improve these four quadrants of how your nervous system relates to these things. Okay. And so when we look at the area of your life, think about where there's a 0 or a 1 or a -1. Okay. Think about that area for a second. Probably very limited range of flexibility there in your nervous system, right? Probably very hard to tolerate tension there, hard to be regulated in that area of your life, I would guess, right? You probably don't have a lot of support in that area, right? You most likely don't have the root cause in that area. And if you do, you don't have the root cause of why you're not moving forward, which is a different root cause, okay? And there's probably very little support. And so we want to be able to up-level you in these different areas, okay? So here are some coaching clarity questions for you, okay? Is there one area of your life that if you improved it, every other area would improve? Have you felt stuck in this area? If so, how long? What is your next level? Okay. What do you want to do next? What do you want more of? What do you want to create? What's the next level for you? Okay. And how does your nervous system block you getting to the next level through procrastination, through disorganization, through these different things, right? Not feeling enough, all the things. Maybe your nervous system blocks you by gathering information but not acting on things, right? You're like, maybe you have a list of all your trauma, right? But you're not moving forward. That might be a way that's blocking you too, okay? Your nervous system might think that knowing about your trauma is enough, okay? What is your relationship to your nervous system blocking you from getting to the next level? Now, this is a very tricky question, okay? Let me ask that one again. What is your relationship to your nervous system when it blocks you from getting you to the next level? Okay, think about this for a second, okay? You go for a goal, you get excited, right? We're all excited, we go for the goal. And all of a sudden, procrastination, not feeling like I'm enough. Something blocks you. Who follows? Does this make sense? But then when you stop, something else happens and this other part's like, what the f- is this procrastination thing? What is this about? Right? So there's the goal that you want to go towards. There's the part of you that's blocking it. And then there's your relationship between those two things. Who follows? Does this make sense? Right? That's a very important thing that we're going to dive into, is the relationship between those two parts. Okay? So anxiety might block you from moving forward, but what is your relationship when you see the anxiety blocking you from moving forward? There's another part there that goes, what is this anxiety? What is this shit? Can't we get past this already? Who follows? Does this make sense? Okay. Do you know what experiences impacted your nervous system to block what you want? Like, are you aware of what those experiences are? Okay. How have you tried to either get around or solve or heal those blocks up until now? And how effective have you been getting to your next level? Okay, now here's the thing. Many of you have done lots of work on yourself. Lots of work, okay? And that should be rewarded and celebrated for how much work you've done. However, you're here to grow, are you not? Who's here to grow? Let me see by show of hands. So if you think about your next level, not where you've come from, not your past, but your next level of where you want to go, how effective have you been at getting there up until now? We'll give you a couple minutes. Come on back, come on back. Junkies on the corner always calling my name. And the kids on the corner playing ghetto games. When I saw you getting down, girl, I hope it was you. And when I look into your eyes, I knew it was... All right, who's starting to get some clarity on where to focus? Right now, let me see by show of hands. And also, who are you starting to see how much work you've done? I'm curious. Who, is anyone starting to see like you've done a lot of work? Let me see by show of hands if that's true. Okay, now, let's think about this though, okay? The next level, okay? How are we doing on the next level? Who here feels stuck when it comes to your next level? Let me see by show of hands. Now, that can be frustrating if you've done lots of work, right? Because you're like, I did all this work. Why am I stuck? Okay? So why do we get stuck? Okay. We get stuck because stuck is safe. Okay. And your nervous system is probably like, do you realize everything you've already been through? I'm not going to go to the next level. I'm tired, right? I'm tired of what the levels we just went through are, right? The next level? Are you kidding me? I am tired. And you're like, no, let's go. Let's make it happen, right? The reason why we get stuck is because we have an inflexible nervous system. Okay. Towards the next level, okay? There might be things you've already been through where it's like you can flow all good, right? But the next level, we don't know how to manage. It's still unsafe. It's still dangerous. It might be overwhelming. We don't know how to recruit the right support. All those different things, okay? Maybe you've tried a bunch and just nothing you do is seeming to work, okay? Now, here's the thing. When it comes to procrastination and perfectionism and all these different things that stop you, okay? Who here is getting clear on the stuff that's stopping you? Like what kind of stuff? What kind of stuff is stopping you? You just wrote down, right? Fear of abundance, not knowing how to receive it. What else? Lies, okay? Frustration, avoidance, health, okay? Overthinking, conflict. Okay, here's the deal. When you look at the things that are stopping you, what is your relationship to that thing? The perfectionism, the self-doubt, the paralysis. What is your relationship to it? Can be frustrating, I imagine, right? Yeah, exactly, right? Now, here's what we want you to start to understand, okay? Dr. Stephen Porges, author of Polyvagal Theory, says this. There is no such thing as a bad response. These are adaptive responses. You are adapting the best you can. And the part of you that's like, would you just go, right? Like, is trying to adapt, okay? But then there's another part that's like, I can't because I'm tired, okay? So there's all these things that are going on, all helping you adapt to what's happening now based on your history, okay? So when we think about what creates an inflexible nervous system, why do I have these limited responses towards my next level? The answer is emotional trauma, okay? The trauma that we've been through, the wounding that we've been through, the experiences that we've had that have hurt us, are what inform our nervous system that we can't to the next level, whether it's financial, romantic, whatever it might be.
Hey, it's Mastin. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast today. And before we wrap up, if you found value in this, one of the best ways to get this trauma-informed information to the world, if that's something that you want to do and to be a part of, spreading the word, I would be so very grateful if you could leave a review on Apple or Spotify podcasts so that you can review this, and hopefully it's a good review, but please leave an honest review. And especially if you want to leave a five-star review, I would be super stoked on that. But of course, just make it honest. But my goal is to share more trauma-informed information with the world, and I need your help to spread this information, and reviews matter. So if you feel called to do that, we'd very much appreciate it. If you got value from this episode and from this podcast, we'd very much appreciate it. And thank you so much for hearing me out. And if you feel called, please leave a review on Apple or Spotify, and we'll see you in the next episode.